equipment, Roy. I really feel like you're on the verge of instability, don't you?
Yeah. Probably only because you are.
I got your gloves dirty. There's 100 kilos. Okay, that's 100 kilos that's going back 402.
Okay, back 402.
Hope you're able to document with the TV because we stepped all over it. Tony, these after pictures are going to be, on this kind of terrain, you're bouncing so much trying to keep you balanced that you just sort of obliterate whatever you picked up, the place you picked it up.
Okay. When you dig down here, you're not getting any of that white soil, is that right?
That's correct, we're not. I kicked some of it away to see just how, hey John,
yeah.
Here's an old rounded rock that's fractured and badly beat up. Let's get that one. Can you give me
That's what we're looking for, Charlie.
But Charlie. I was gonna say take a picture of that. There's no mine, it's worthless, it's against the stops.
That one right there?
Yeah, that one right there.
Okay, I'll get it. Cross sun.
That's all we're gonna be able to get.
Well, it's sort of an up sun.
Man, I feel like I'm...
I'll shoot these at 5-6, Houston. Stereo pair, up sun. I get the location, all right?
I don't work at that, John.
Okay, we can get the location off the TV.
Okay.
Was an old rock, wasn't it? Was it crumbled to pieces? That was fruitless there. Get it. Get that right there.
I am. I'm trying to get up slope on it.
Yeah, let me the rake. I can get it. Careful, Charlie.
There we go. Uh-oh. Okay, I got it.
Okay, and the white rock that you picked up, the one you just had here, can you see any crystals in it?
Yes, sir, I sure can. It's a bluish crystal. A couple of millimeter size.
Bluish.
Well, that's what it looked, grayish maybe. And it's got one corner of it's got a glass ran on it about half a centimeter thick.
Okay, we copy that.
It doesn't look like a breccia, Tony. It looks like a crystalline rock.
It's got a lot of, it's fine-grained, it seems to be a fine-grained crystalline rock anyway, the part that we can see. The particles in it are millimeter size, so when I see some millimeter size sparklies flashing at me. That's going back 403.
Okay, 403.
Hey, John, let's keep that in. I'm having about a strikeout on this rake here. I get a couple of little ones each time, but, about it. Wanna move on around over there about 10 feet or so?
Okay.
Pick a spot. I'll follow in your tracks. You slide downhill about 2 inches every time you... I can't get going again. Look at that glass covered one right there, John.
Okay, let's get it, Charlie.
Okay. Okay, I'll back off and get the... cross sun here.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get an up sun here or else do a lot of work.
Gonna be just one rock and one bank here. Tony, we just picked you up a glass Rhine rock, at least a quarter of it's got glass on it, and it's so dust covered that it
defies description.
Defies description.
404.
Okay, bag 404.
Y'all got us on the big eye?
We sure do.
Yeah, they do.
Close the top, Charlie.
Okay. Let me try a rake here. Let me get an after.
Get an after, Charlie.
Okay. Got it. Here, let me rake up here. Here's some, these are either quads or...
Be careful, Charlie. A fall.
That was a whitish rock. That one probably came from South Ray. Wait a minute. Here's some good ones. Dusty ones.
Yeah, it sure looks like a good thing we had that rake along.
Little rocks.
Go ahead, John.
There's a round one, Charlie.
Hey, that's a great one, John. There's a good rock right there. I don't think this is going to be a simple problem. Even after you...
We concur, John.
You get the
wrong
track because there's a dart. The dart starts at 405.
Okay.
Going back 405. That's a big round rock that's dust covered. I see white streaks through it, and I can't tell from the glass showing through that I can see what it seems, I don't know whether I see any glass on it or not, but it's a friable white rock, and it's grounded.
Okay, we copy that.
Right back 405 with Charlie's rig sample.
Okay.
You see, because there's some doggone many craters around here.
I understand. We'd like you to find the steepest slope that you can work on there and dig as deep as you can with that rake.
Let me do that, Charlie. We're on it right now, babe. I'll tell you.
Okay, can you dig into the face of the slope a bit?
Charlie, let me do that. Okay. I'll swap with you.
Over and over.
Okay,
watch it now.
Hey, why about right up here, John? Here's the steep part. Or right over there where we walked from. Where are you going?
On a steep slope.
Okay, right to your left is a good one. Right where we've been.
Steep, this is closest to the rim.
That's right. Right up there. And you don't make much headway. Great job. Okay, Tony, he's gone vertically into the wall about a foot, and it all looks the same. Occasionally you see a white splotch.
Okay. Will a rake pull out any rocks in there? Take a rake sample down in the hole there.
Just a minute. Hey, John, I'll tell you what. Let me get up slope.